I'm calling for repentance from Christian Zionism. And I want you to try to understand Zionism or Christian Zionism from the perspective of Palestinians. Try once to explain Christian Zionism to a Palestinian. Try to persuade him. Well, you know, I know you've been living in this land for generations upon generations upon generations, but there is this God who promised your land to someone else. Accept it, live with it. This is what Zionism is teaching. And in fact, it becomes our fault for not accepting this idea that your God gave you our land. This is what Zionism is teaching. And then we're forced to debate the Bible. Look, read the Bible. Show me one other context in which a dispute is solved by someone referring to what their God told them. Is this really how we solve things? And you have to understand that, you know, when they refer to it as a struggle, when we talk as Palestinians about our land, this is not a political statement. This is land we've inherited and farmed for generations upon generations and upon generations. And then you show up from Europe and you tell us God gave us this land thousands of years ago and we have to accept it, really. But what is Zionism and Christian Zionism is saying also is that some people are special. God made a special deal with those people. He favors them and we have to accept it. It's colonialism in which the colonizers say, our God gave us your land and if you fail to accept it, shame on you. It's the concept of a tribal God, maybe even a racist God, who shows favoritism, a partial God. And when you support a tribal God or a racist God in this way, then also violence is justified and accepted. So today we have to call Zionism and Christian Zionism for what it really is. Zionism is established, or Zionism established a homeland on someone else's land. This is what Zionism is. Israel was literally established on the ruins of our towns and villages. The Zionists literally store our homes. I'm talking about physical homes with keys. We still hold the keys. They live in them. They kicked us out of our land. 800,000 Palestinians became refugees. And in fact, Israeli historians describe it as ethnic cleansing. This is Zionism. And then Zionism established a state which is clearly a racist state because it is a racist ideology. The concept of a Jewish state is by definition exclusive. And finally, you know, a few years ago, the nation state law said explicitly